We're good.
It is not.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Reporting out of closed session, we have nothing to report. We concluded closed session at, let's see, it was 5:55. Okay, we are now on item 7, the salute to a flag. Would everybody please rise and put their right hand over their heart?
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
By the way, I forgot to mention, Trustee Power was with us during closed session, and she is now excused to go on vacation with her family. Let's see. Item 8, approval of the minutes. Any comments or questions from the trustees about the minutes? Okay.
I move to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. The minutes are approved unanimously. Current business. Hello, HTA. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Mary Trell for HTA. I came tonight to offer our congratulations to a few people that are soon going to be sitting to my left. But I wanted to, I think last time I didn't say congratulations to Matt and to Heidi, and I wanted to make sure I did that. And then Heather and Lena, welcome to, well, Lena's already here, but Heather, welcome to the Hillsborough community. And we're just really excited to have you guys and to get working next year with you. Thanks.
And I just want to say thanks for a great school year, Mary. And it was really wonderful to be at the Crocker graduation on Saturday.
Thanks for all that you guys do for us as well.
Okay, 9.2, superintendent report. Luann, it was.
Okay. Okay, I try to be, this is the one part of the meeting that's recorded. It's not my favorite part of the meeting, but I will tell you that we had a really wonderful end of the year events taking place. We had wonderful promotion events at all of our K-5 schools. Thank you to our principals for just really being incredibly thoughtful with that transition that happens when our little fifth graders are heading off into sixth. And thank you to all the parents who coordinated those events. It was a big deal. And of course, our Crocker promotion at the Performing Arts Center. It was really a lovely event. And Elizabeth's causing a little trouble over there. And Jamie for coordinating everything along with Heidi. It was great. So just wanted to say congratulations to our promotees, and they had a dance that evening, really lovely. I want to talk a tiny bit about our instrumental music program. So some of you may be aware that we are changing our instrumental music program this year for our fourth and fifth grade students. We are working with Tana Barnett, who is our music teacher at Crocker Middle School. We are going to have another parent meeting next week so we can talk a little bit about it. Instrumental music has been a challenge for us over the past 5 years. We've had four different instrumental music teachers, and mostly it has caused a lot of challenges for our fourth and fifth grade teachers, with students kind of coming in and out and various other reasons. So we're thinking about it a little differently this year, and we're excited about it. So another parent meeting will take place next week, and we will also be sending a communication home to our parents on the K-5 music program. District technology, I just wanted to thank Maureen and her team. She may talk a little bit about this later when we look at a contract that we are hopefully going to approve, but it has been a road with a lot of Chromebooks coming to us, which is thank you to HSF and our community partners. It's going to be really exciting this coming year with technology in the district. Assessed property values, 5.54, so a little bit less than last year. Last year was 6.01 mm-hmm. at this time, so a slight, oh, and there's our graphic. Actually, gosh, kind of lower than it's been in the last three years, so slightly lower assessed property value, but Joyce has taken that into consideration with our multi-year budget projections. And that's it. So thank you all for a wonderful year. I think it's actually been almost a year to the day that I was actually officially hired. So I'm thrilled to be here. And who knew? Who knew? So thank you.
That's great. Thank you for the report, Luann. Is there any comments or questions from the board or any members of the public? Great. Okay, we're going to move on. Let's see. We are at 9.5, the LCAP.
Oh,
did I miss? What did I miss? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I apologize. I sometimes have the hardest time keeping track with agenda online, the way that it reads the columns move for me, and I lose my place. So I apologize. This is a very important two agenda items. Let's start with West.
All right.
Luann.
Happy to do so. And I see we have a little Westie in the back row there, our Christy Shreve. So I would ask the board to please approve the hiring. The hiring of Ms. Heather Burns as our new principal at West Elementary School. So I ask for your approval. I'm going to read a little bit about Ms. Burns, and then I'm going to have her come and say a few words to us. And I also want to thank her previous two principals who are here this evening to support her. Maria Micas and Maria Brady are right here. So they have trained her well, and we are so excited. And her partner, Roscoe's here as well. So it's a big evening, and we're thrilled to welcome you to Hillsborough City School District. So Heather comes to us from the San Mateo Foster City School District. Thank you, Maria, Maria. where she has served as... It's a little hard to get those words out. I know. Where she has served as a full-time assistant principal for the last 2 years at Audubon Elementary. And prior to that, she served an additional 2 years as a co-principal, assistant principal at Baywood and Audubon Elementary Schools. Ms. Burns earned her Bachelor of Arts in Liberal and Civic Studies and her Master's in Teaching from St. Mary's College. In addition to a strong focus on academics, Ms. Burns strongly believes in social-emotional learning and has worked collaboratively with the San Mateo County Office of Education on positive behavior interventions, instructional support, and has also worked with Soul Shop, which is an organization that has previously worked with West School, so that's nice, which supports school communities by providing interactive programs and tools that teach students powerful life skills. And I just want to share that it was a pleasure interviewing Heather, and she comes from a hometown that I'm pretty familiar with. It's a tiny little town up by Lake Almanor and Mount Lassen, Greenville. Mm-hmm. And it was just a pleasure interviewing her, and I feel like she is the right fit for West, and we know that she will have great mentoring here in the district. So, trustees, may I ask for your approval on the hiring of Ms. Burns for our new West principal?
Thank you, Luann. What do you think? Is there a motion?
I make the motion
to approve
Heather Burns as our new principal at West.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Heather, welcome.
Oh, you do this? No, you do it.
First come down the line.
First come down the line.
Oh, we
Janice, he really likes that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can work on it. It's I'll get a hug.
Yes, you will.
So first of all, I just want to say thank you so much. I am so thrilled to become the new principal of West. I have really worked hard as an assistant principal, and I've had My support. I've had incredible mentorship by Principal Brady and Principal Micah, and so I'm really, really excited to kind of step into this new role, and I feel like Hillsborough is going to be a really good place for me to start. I was so moved when I met the West staff on the panel, and then even last week being on campus, it feels like a really good place for me to start my new role as Principal of West. So thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you to my support system. My sister's back there too.
Oh. The baby.
For supporting me, and I'm just really excited to take this next step in my career. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's see, another bit of business is item 9.4, which is, I'm sorry. Thank you for the reminder. Is there public comment? You are, yes. Just if you'd like the microphone, let us know.
So I just want to say welcome and congratulations, and what a wonderful honor to have you here. And my dad turned 90 today, and I just wanted to be sure that I was here to acknowledge you and your associate on your wonderful accomplishment. So congratulations.
And we're going to send Heidi on her way to her father's 90th birthday party.
Thank you, Heidi. Okay. Item 9.4, South Hillsborough School Principal. Action item.
I asked for the board's approval in having Miss Lena Butte be our new South principal, and I'd like to just read a few words about Lena. So Miss Butte has her degree in elementary education and a master's degree in educational administration. She's currently in her 11th year teaching at West School, but collectively has been an educator for the past 27 years. Yay, we have that in common. During this time, she has taught many grade levels, served on leadership committees, and served on school site councils, planned and implemented district-wide professional development, and assisted the principal as teacher in charge. She's also served in administrative roles over several summer enrichment summer school programs, and as the coordinator of the Gifted and Talented Education Consortium of Burlingame, Millbrae, and San Bruno school districts. And I want to say similarly to Heather, it was our pleasure to interview Lena for the position. She seems to be a perfect fit for South School. She's been part of the Hillsborough City School District. She has certainly mentored me in my new role as superintendent, and we are thrilled to have her here. And I feel that we are so fortunate to have Elizabeth showing her the way of really being a very, very strong instructional leader and a very, very strong principal. And we are happy to see Elizabeth working with you. I know you spent some time transitioning. You've been at South School as Heather has been at West, and that's a pretty awesome experience. So trustees, we ask for your approval as Lena as our new South School principal.
Thank you, Luann. Is there any discussion?
I want to make a personal comment that Lena was actually my introduction to public schools. She was a kindergarten teacher, my oldest daughter, and my family was fortunate to have her be our teacher four times, twice in kindergarten and twice in fourth grade. And she managed to move just as my kids were getting older and then go back to kindergarten. But I enthusiastically support her becoming South Principal.
Thank you, Don. Are there any other comments or questions? Is there a motion?
I move to hire Lena Butte as the South Principal.
Would there be a second?
I second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Well, Lena, it's unanimous.
Oh, and we definitely have our South contingency back there. I see them making their move.
Yes.
It's fun.
It's your thing.
No.
We're a little bossy that way.
With the mic. That's okay. Can you hear me, though? Is this okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. So first, I just want to say thank you to Superintendent Carl Amagno and the Board of Trustees for giving me this incredible opportunity. I am so glad that I get to still be in the Hillsborough School District and now play a different role. I did have a chance, just like Heather, to go to South School on the second to last day of school, and it was an incredible welcome. It was so much fun to walk through the classrooms, to meet the students, and there was just a real sense of warmth and joy. I'm really looking forward to getting to know the students. I'm looking forward to working more closely with the staff and the teachers, and I'm looking forward to getting to know the families of South School. And I'd also like to say congratulations to my other principals, Heather and Heidi walked out. I'm really looking forward to working with them as well at the district office and with other district office personnel on the administrative team. And finally, I'm just so grateful for everybody that supported me and encouraged me. And a shout out to my husband who's sitting back there. And Christy, thank you for coming out.
Oh,
and
yay!
Amazing people from South School. Thank you so much, Joanna and Nahal. Dana, I know we got a chance to meet yesterday. And I'm sorry. Thank you, Missy. Yes, I remember the email. So just thank you so much for this opportunity. I am thrilled.
Great. We're thrilled too.
Congratulations. Well, we really like having members of the public in the audience, but we know that maybe you're not as interested in the rest of our agenda as you were on these last two items, so which is maybe why I skipped them, if I could keep you to the end. But I want you to let you know that if you do have other engagements that you need to go to, we'll watch you leave. She says feel free, but it's fine. Thank you. Okay, so now I think we can do the LCAP. Is that correct? Yeah. Item 9.5. Where are we? Here we go. It's refreshing. I do have a love-hate relationship with Agenda Online. Okay, here we go. Tony. Oh, we need a microphone, please.
Actually, the LCAP, there are no changes from the first meeting in June. So I'm very happy to say that. So I would hope that it looks good to you and that it's approved. But yeah, there's no changes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there were no, the Parent Advisory Committee, there were no comments or anything like that either. So. Right.
Thank you, Tony. Any comments or questions from the board? Did you have any changes you wanted to make, gentlemen? No. Okay. Is there a motion?
I move to approve the 2018 LCAP.
Second?
I second.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The 2018 local accountability plan, whatever it is done. Anyway, I need to get beyond this agenda item if I'm going to carry on in life today. So, okay, so 9.6. Now we are the federal plan addendum. Tony, can you explain this for us, please?
Yes. So this is a completely new thing. And really what it was created for was that California needs to comply with ESSA, Every Student Succeeds Act. And the titles, the funds that come from the federal government needed more explanation than what is given in the LCAP, essentially. So it's a brand new thing. And we only received Title II funds, so we didn't need to report on anything other than Title II. I went to a few meetings at the county office. We're all kind of learning how to fill this out. And we are probably, I bet we're one of the only districts that are doing that have did it in June, mostly because I won't be here and it'll be brand new to Matt. It needs to be approved by the board. And submitted to the CDE by August 15th. It doesn't require, as the LCAP requires a public hearing, it does not require a public hearing. It simply needs to have board approval. And the federal addendum, the LCAP, and the consolidated application are sort of the three components that that fulfill what used to be the LEA plans. So the LEA plans don't exist anymore, and these are the three components. So I have completed it for tonight with the information around Title II, and assuming that it is approved by you tonight, then we will submit it to the CDE. Matt is going to get the opportunity to submit it because we don't know where to submit it to. So I've been in communication with the County Office of Ed, and he actually said they haven't decided how they want it submitted yet. So so once we find out how the Department of Ed wants it submitted, Matt will submit it. If it goes to a body of readers in Southern California in August, and if they have questions, they'll come back and ask for clarification. So I was just actually going over it with Matt today. But I think this, they may have some questions, but it's the first time for everybody. So I don't think it's a real, it's not a real worry.
Okay.
So that's it, yeah. So I would ask for your approval on it tonight. And, the other thing is you only have to, the requirement is that you do it once every 3 years because it's a three-year plan, the LCAP, but the advice from the county office is that you do this every year. So every year when we do the LCAP, we will also update the federal addendum.
It's really interesting. Thank you. Just out of curiosity, The information that you used to complete this, was it existing or did you have to go out and do additional work?
There's always additional work.
No, I'm just curious what that entailed.
Well, so what it is, you know, we look at what we use our Title II funds on.
Okay.
And so it is supposed to supplement, not supplant. And so we should use our Title II funds on things that are extra, in a sense. We use it primarily for BITSA, but we do put some funds for, Responsive Classroom, for Teachers College. So I was actually just talking to Matt about how we might want to plan for the future how to use our Title II funds to make sure that they really are kind of over and above the average stuff that we would be doing. But really it's just kind of compiling the budget numbers and then explaining what we're doing and explaining it in a way that it is approvable. So I was talking to Matt about when they're reading these plans, the readers are looking for certain components, and they want to make sure that we're providing opportunities to all of our employees to advance, and that all of our opportunities have professional development offered, not just teachers. Like oftentimes we think of just teachers, and they want to make sure that administrators have opportunities to advance, et cetera. So, it was certainly extra because it's a new thing, and but it wasn't, wasn't too difficult.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other comments or questions? Okay. Then just to make this simple, I will make a motion to approve the LCAP Every Student Succeeds Act Federal Addendum.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's approved unanimously. Thank you, Tony, for your help. Okay. 9.7, EPA and final budget adoption. Joyce.
Good evening. EPA is the education protection account. It's a revenue from Prop 30, which was a result of increase of sales tax and also upper income taxpayers tax rate increase that was approved in 2012. Right now, this measure is continued by Prop 55, which otherwise would have expired by December 2018, but now it's extended to 2030. So we'll continue to count on receive this money, approximately $200 per EDA until 2030. The only condition for spending the money, otherwise it's not restricted, the only conditions there are two. One is not to spend on administrators or administrative cost, and the other is as we approve the budget, you need to have a spending plan that's also approved by the board. And also, when we finish the fiscal year, we need to have an expenditure report posted on district website. We've been doing that. So along with this 2018-19 budget, and here is the spending plan, as usual, EPA is a strictly spent on teacher salaries and benefits. So I recommend the board approve this spending plan for the EPA funds for 2018-19. The budget, I presented the budget on June 6th board meeting, and the multi-year projection and the budget packet are reposted here with this board agenda. The only change, as I know, actually this morning, is that the one-time money is cut in half, and we were counting on to get $344 per ADA, and it was built into our budget in multi-year projection, and I just learned this morning that the actual funding is $168 per ADA. So we lost $238,000. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at a multi-year projection, we're not deficit spending for 18-19, but the surplus is much lower now with this change in the governor's budget. Other than that, the budget remains the same, and I'll revise that at the first interim time for the first for the one-time money. So I also recommend the board approve the adoption of this 2018-19 Hillsborough City School District budget as presented last board meeting and posted in the packet.
Thank you, Joyce. Do we need separate motions on this? I'll go ahead and just do it that way, just to make sure we're clean. So I'll move to approve the proposed 2018-19 spending plan to use funds for teacher salaries and benefits for the 2018-19 Education Protection Account funds. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The EPA account fund is approved. Are there any questions or comments for Joyce on the budget? Is there a motion? All right, I'll move we adopt the 2018-19 budget for HCSD. Is there a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the budget is approved. Thank you very much, Joyce, for all your hard work on this.
Thank you.
Okay, 9.8, resolution 2018-06, budgetary increases and transfers at year-end. Joyce.
Yes, at the year-end, when I close books, the county requires that for each major expenditure, major category, for example, a certificate of salary, classified salary, or benefits, or supplies, for each major category, they require that we have enough budget to cover all the expenditures. In other words, each major category cannot finish the year with a negative in it. So this resolution will allow me to make within the fund some budget transfers to make sure that we all end positive for each major category. And I recommend that the board approve this resolution 2018-06.
Thank you, Joyce. And I neglected to ask if there were any comments from members of the public regarding the budget items that we've undertaken so far. Okay. Any on this one? Comments from the board? How about a motion?
Yes, I move that the Board of Trustees adopt Resolution 2018-06, authorizing the County Superintendent of Schools to make transfers between and among the undistributed reserve and expenditure classifications in the 2017-2018 budget as necessary.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the resolution is approved unanimously. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you.
Oh, these are our favorites. Surplus property, 2018-07. I'm listed as the resource, but I wanna know who took the pictures. These are awesome. We love the pictures. Okay, so I assume that there is some clarification about this particular item. Is there not? There are two resolutions here, and we are going to be adopting the second one. The science books are actually staying with us. Hold on, here we go. So are there any comments or questions from the board?
So we do 910?
No. It's the same. It's there are two.
9981.
Yeah. So under attachments, the resolution is 2018-07, revision number one. Greg, would you like to make a motion to approve this? Just get it over with. Come on. Help us out here.
I move that we adopt resolution to declare surplus property, resolution number 2018-07.
Thank you. Second?
No, it's 07.
I second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. The surplus property is unanimously approved. Any comments or questions from a member of the public? Okay, so now we have a surplus property resolution from maintenance, 2018-08, one John Deere mower. I move we approve resolution 2018-08 and declaring the mower surplus property. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Then it is approved. Okay, resolution 911, second reading, revised board policies. Who's our resource? Yes, hi. I literally asked that almost rhetorically because I was going to move this to Greg, but did you have a comment, Greg? Because your microphone's on. Okay.
Okay, let me go here. So if you remember, we looked back at there was two options. Thank you. Karen's got my back over here, surprisingly. Okay, so in board policy 5022, we had two options, and we took the more conservative option one. That basically said the superintendent or designee is prohibited from collecting, disclosing, or using a student's individually identifiable information, including his or her name, parents or guardian's name, home or other physical address, telephone number, social security number, for the purpose of marketing or selling that information or providing the information to others for that purpose. So that was the option we chose there, which seems like the right option. Mm-hmm. And the second option, that we looked at is board policy 1250, visitors, outsiders. And we went with the same option that we currently have in place, which is any person who is not a student or staff member shall register immediately upon entering any school building or grounds when school is in session.
Okay. So,
and I ask for the board's approval on these policies.
Thank you, Luann. Any comments or questions from the board? Any from members of the public? Okay, how about a motion?
I move that we adopt the revised board policies presented this evening reflecting the requirements of Assembly Bill 699.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The board policies are approved unanimously.
Thank you.
Okay, item 9.12. I am the resource on this. This is an annual form. No, actually, it's only a form that we fill out when there's an election that's coming up. And so this is for the November 6, 2018 election. We have to complete a form for the county so that they know how to process our election here. We are going to be indicating that we have 3 4-year terms open and the names of the incumbents that are currently holding the seats. But what we need to do is answer how we want candidate statements to be listed. Do we want a 200-word statement or a 400-word statement? We also need to declare whether or not we want the candidate's statement sent to each, the statement that's sent to the voter, if the candidate pays or the district pays. And then the last thing is, in the event of a tie vote, the candidate, how it will be, that person will be selected if it's by lot or a runoff election. And my recollection about each of these items in the past is that we've picked 200-word statement, paid by the candidate, and a by lot selection. And those are all mostly to incur the least amount of expense to the district and keep the elections running efficiently. So I'm going to ask my colleagues if they have a comment or question, if they'd like to change or...
I was going to echo 200 candidate pays and by lot.
Any other comments?
Yeah, I'd suggest the same thing as well. And I also, as long we're on this topic, wanted to mention any candidates that are interested in joining this ballot and this election, the elections office apparently will have candidate information seminars on Wednesday, July 11th at 10 a.m. and Thursday, July 26th at 2 p.m. The Tower Road office. So those are rather useful for any candidates that might be interested in joining the ballot.
That sounds like that perhaps the county has now updated its website, too, to include information about the November 6th election, which it had not done earlier this month. So it's a good resource. But getting back to the matter at hand, Gilbert, did you have any questions?
I agree with the options that you had.
Okay. So this is listed for action. So I will make a motion that we make the following selections. For question three, on the word limit for the candidate statement, we select 200 words. For the cost of the candidate statement, we elect that the candidate will pay for the statement. And in the event of a tie vote, we select that the candidate will ultimately be selected by lot. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the motion is carried unanimously, and you have direction. Thank you. Okay, 913, agreement between HCSD and GEM Consulting for Technical Services. Luann and Maureen are the resources here.
So what we have in front of you is our contract with GEM, Greg Mansfield Consulting, for our technical support, so both network and day-to-day repair. And if you notice, in the past, we've done 12-month contracts. This year, we're opting for a 6-month contract, which will get us through December, and we'd like to use the fall to explore the possibility of possibly using a different contracting service or bringing the services in-house.
Terrific. Did you have anything to add, Luann? You're listed as a resource, that's why.
Yes. I just want to clarify, too, that in the contract, and I'm looking at for the specific line here, yes, there are some deliverables on page 4, the scope of services. And so we just want to clarify that essentially, these are deliverables for us at the very bottom, and we'll make a clarifying statement in there that says these are deliverables. Instead of these are things that we want to have completed for the district, we want to be a little bit more explicit in saying that these are the documents that are required under the contract.
I would suggest that perhaps in the main body of the contract that you include a line item that's almost as a request for response or a demand for response in a time frame, that if in fact you request these things, they must be delivered to you within a certain time frame or a suitable explanation is provided. I'm just concerned that based on what I understand might have been prior conversations with them, that when the requests have been made, there hasn't been any response or an adequate response. And the way the contract's currently written, I think the only remedy is termination. So I think it's important to clarify that when the request is made, it has the force of the contract behind it. And apart from that, so with that amendment, or how do we handle this? If were you going to bring it back, or
we'd like to move forward with it because it expires July 1st, so we want to be sure that we have a contract in place.
Okay.
And I'm wondering in the scope portion of this on page 4, basically it. Do you want to say anything, Maureen?
Yeah, I was going to say on the last bullet at the very bottom of page 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's set as a bullet, and I think that could be reformatted. And it states
Got it.
That the above network documentation are not provided by September 30th, HCSD may void this contract.
Okay.
Do you feel like that's enough?
I guess my concern would be I'd rather see that you get them in hand. as opposed to just voiding the contract and having them hold on to our stuff. So it would be good to have that, I don't know, above the line. I'm not really sure how to. And is it just network documentation, or is it these other things that are up here on the work ownership, which is nine software codes, product architectures, disclosures, diskettes? I mean, I think there's more to it than just that demand at the bottom that I would make sure you have captured everything that you believe that the district owns that is in possession or up here in the consultant's head that you want reduced to some kind of tangible deliverable, that you have the ability to request that.
In terms of sort of our goal timeline, we're hoping to have a lengthy period of overlap.
Right,
so
right.
That, and for any missing details, we can definitely make sure we're getting those too.
Okay. Any other comments or questions from the board? Okay. Is there a motion?
Are you withdrawing your idea of an amendment?
No. So I'm just asking, you want this approved. Do we need to form a subcommittee then to work with her, or we give approval to the contract subject
asking?
To a revision?
What's the revision?
I want a deliverable demand in the I don't think that the scope of services mm-hmm. demand is sufficient to encompass all of the items listed in item nine of the contract. And I'm concerned that this work ownership does not actually spell out their obligation to deliver these items to the district on demand. What we have is if they're not delivered by the 30th, it's void, potentially, at our discretion.
Exactly.
And I just feel that there's a concern to me that the shortening of this contract will send a message that the district is considering its options. Mm-hmm. I know that these kinds of the network information and all the infrastructure information is valuable to us, and we are already entitled to it. So I would have a on-demand and or a library deliverable above the line as part of the contract that they must respond when we request.
So would the board feel comfortable approving it with a subcommittee of Lynn working with Maureen and working with me in adding that language to the contract?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So would you put that into paragraph 9 then?
Yeah, I think it can be added there.
Yeah. You mean that's the above the line, you mean?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Especially with paragraph 13. Because if it's not here, it's not there.
I agree. Yeah. I just want to, I feel very strongly that this stuff belongs to us, and
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Deferring to your good judgment.
Hey, okay. You bought me.
All right.
Thank you for meeting breakfast.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay, so subject to a later amendment to address the concerns that I've raised regarding deliverables, I will make a motion to approve the contract between the district and GEM. Yeah, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Comments from members of the public? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? That's approved unanimously. And work on getting a date soon.
Okay. Absolutely.
Hold on. Let me find my way back to Agenda Online. Here we go. Wow. Item 10, public hearing for items not on the agenda. Is there any member of the public that wishes to address the board on something that we have not agendized tonight? No. Consent agenda, item 11. Trustees, does anybody wish to pull anything from the consent agenda? If not, may I have a motion to approve it?
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. They are approved unanimously. Item 12, communications and board items, discussions from people or organizations regarding district programs and services necessary to our effective operation. Any trustees have any communications they wish to bring before us? I have two things. First of all, I wanted to let people know that we did have a meeting, Margie, Greg, and I, to discuss the roles and responsibilities of becoming a trustee for the district, and nobody came. Which I want to say is concerning. I had an HSF board meeting the following week, and on the advice of my colleagues, we discussed this with the board of HSF to encourage people to consider thoughtfully this this role. And good people need to step up because good people are being served by the role that we play here. And so to anybody who might listen to this meeting or to those of you that are here with us tonight, if you have people that you think would be good leaders of the district, encourage them to step forward and come and talk to us. We really would welcome the opportunity to tell people about how, frankly, gratifying it is to serve in this capacity. So did you want to say something, Greg?
I did. I just wanted to emphasize, in case people don't realize, and you can help give this message, is when there's inaction on this front, you end up with defaults. And those can be very problematic, if not destructive sometimes, if people don't step forward. So this is serious business.
Yeah, thank you. And just the last thing I wanted to say is thank all of you, everybody sitting in this room that's still with us here at the last meeting of the school year of 2017-2018. All of your contributions were deeply appreciated by all of us sitting here on the Board of Trustees. And for those of you that won't be coming back for the next school year, we really, really wish you well in whatever roles you're playing. Please stay in touch with us. For those of you that are coming back, get tan, rested, and ready, and we'll see you in August. Okay, public address concerning items on the closed session agenda. Is there anybody who wishes to address us about our closed sessions this evening? Hearing none. Boy, here we go. Here's my gavel. Cha-ching. We are adjourned. I know. Sorry.